passion for the planet, Sound Publishing.
The environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Transition towns are springing up all over the UK. These are basically towns that have decided to move towards a low carbon future. They're run by local people and they set their own low carbon goals. Sean Chamberlain is part of the team in Kingston and also author of The Transition Timeline. And he has some top tips on how to get started.
If you're online, you could go to transitiontowns.org and there you'll find a thing called the Transition Primer, which is a document that's continually being revised by all the transition towns as we learn and develop. And that'll sort of give you an initial insight into what it's all about and what we call the 12 steps of transition, which are quite vague. You know, you can use them in the way that suits you, but it gives you a sort of framework to work through. I suppose the other thing I should really stress is that transition is a very young movement and that we don't claim to have all the answers. You know, it's very much a process of everyone figuring out what we want to do as we go along. So if someone says, hey, why don't we do it this way, then you know, that's absolutely welcome and brilliant because that's part of our evolution. So one would be look at the primer online. A second option would be towards a copy of one of our books. So we've got now the Transition Handbook by Rob Hopkins and the Transition Timeline, which I wrote. The Transition Handbook lays out the basic transition approach, what it's about, what our kind of ethos is, and a little bit about how it first sort of developed and talks a bit about the 12 steps. The Transition Timeline is looking more at when communities are ready to sort of start planning their future. So they've got their sort of team together and they're thinking about, you know, what would a resilient future, a sustainable future our community actually look like, then this sort of lays out the context within which they're developing and the latest evidence on climate change and peak oil and how those interact. And I think the other thing would be, again, on transitiontowns.org, there's a Google map, which is basically where all the communities which are involved with transition have put themselves on that map. And so you could have a look and see locally to you, you know, where your nearest transition initiative is, and you might be surprised to find there's one quite nearby, and maybe you could get in touch with them, go along to some of their meetings, talk with them about what works well in the kind of location that you're in. And I would say that would be a very useful first step as well.
And how do you get people motivated to be involved in something like this?
See, there's this weird magic about transition. Transition just seems to sort of suck people out of the woodwork, and not always your usual suspects either, because there'll be people in your community almost certainly who've been involved with environmental work or these kind of issues for quite a long time, and of course they're likely to be interested. But across all the transition towns I'm sort of in contact with, I find that it has a sort of momentum of its own. So you start working through the 12 steps, you start organising some meetings, you know, put the word out through your local press or whatever media you have to put that word out. People just turn up. You just have to kind of trust to the serendipity of the process. And all the transition towns say this, you know, when you find that, oh, we really need someone who knows about X, they suddenly just appear. So I would say get started, let the magic of the process work and see where it takes you.
And how much money do you need to do something like this?
I mean, we've been going in Transition Town Kingston now for maybe a year, maybe a bit more than a year. We don't have any funding at all. It's a group of people who are concerned about these things who've come together and voluntarily spend their time organising it, getting it together. For the great unleashing, often communities decide that they're going to, you know, open a bank account and things so that they've got some money maybe for hiring a venue or, you know, something like that. But often the sort of goodwill in the community towards it. I think the fact that it is, you know, a community-based group and there's no politics behind it, there's no big charity behind it, it's just people coming together, creates a great sense of goodwill and always, I mean, we found that Kingston University, for example, have provided venues for all our events free of charge just because they support what we're doing. Certainly in Kingston so far we haven't needed any funding at all. We put a little donations box out at our events which pays for sort of refreshments and stuff that we provide, and that's as far as it's gone for us.
If you had sort of one tip to give people sort of starting on this route, what would it be?
I suppose the first tip would be start. As I say, I think there's this Goethe quote about there's power and magic in boldness. I think that's very true. If you get going, then things fall into place. Probably the other thing is follow your passion. It's a quote by Howard Thurman, something like, don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive, because what the world needs is people who've come alive. And I think that's so important. You know, find the thing you're really passionate about, whether it's you know, organising a group and facilitating meetings and that's, or whether it's growing food or whatever particularly excites you. Do that and make sure that whatever you're doing, you're loving it. And that really is the key to having the momentum and the energy to keep things moving forward. And if you think there's something that really needs doing, find someone else who really loves doing that. And then you can't go wrong, really.
That's Sean Chamberlain, author of The Transition Timeline. There are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.